Today's String Globe devotional is titled, Walk as Jesus Walked. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. It says, the one who says he resides in God ought himself to walk just as Jesus walked. I have just read from the New English Translation. She was not happy with the way Daniel responded to him when he asked him for help. He was genuinely offended and wanted to retaliate because he knew sooner or later the opportunity would present itself. When the opportunity presented itself for Sheyi to retaliate, he remembered that he was expected to walk as Jesus walked. He refrained from being vengeful because he knew doing so would not please the Lord. Things like this were why Sheyi became really great in the kingdom of God. From today's Bible verse, we can see that as members of his body, God expects us to walk as Jesus walked. How exactly did Jesus walk? Jesus lived to do the will of the Father. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7 gives a summary of our Lord Jesus' life. And it says, lo, I come in the volume of the book to do thy will, O God. Jesus went to the cross because doing so was the Father's will. It wasn't necessarily his will, but it was the will of the Father. In Luke chapter 22 verse 42, we see our Lord Jesus pray there and saying, not my will, but thy will be done. And this was when he was faced with the cross. In this life, there are many things that would please us which would not please God. As we determine to live as Jesus lived, we should remember that we are always to please God rather than ourselves. Go into today recognizing that the object of Christianity is becoming like Christ. We are those who have been predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. Romans chapter 8 verse 29 says, whom he did foreknow, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. Our predestination is to the end that we become like Christ. The degree to which we let this happen to us is the degree to which we will be spiritually mature. Remember, there are real merits to being spiritually mature in this world and in the world to come. Remember, in this world and in the world to come, there are real merits to being spiritually mature. Our yearly Bible reading for today shall be taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 to chapter 5. The audio comes up next.
As for other matters, brothers and sisters, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. The Lord will punish all those who commit such sins, as we told you and warned you before. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being, but God, the very God who gives you his Holy Spirit. Now, about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all the brothers and sisters throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, dear friends, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep with him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so, we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, while people are saying, peace and safety.
Destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him.
Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject whatever is harmful. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it.
Brothers and sisters, pray for us.
Pray for us.
Greet all God's people with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Please beware of scammers. No one in Streamglobe will ever call you or send you a WhatsApp message asking for any code or personal information.
If you've been blessed by this devotional, you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been enlightened by God's word, we would love to hear your testimony. send your testimony to us via WhatsApp on +234 803 442 0524. If you wish to send your prayer request, you can send your prayer request to that same number via WhatsApp. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Streamglobe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Streamglobe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524 or +234 90555 65838.